What are some guidelines for distinguishing between a concentration state and Nibbana? Is it possible to, quote unquote, absorb into Nibbana as the gap between phenomena? Well, there's the Burmese guideline is that a concentration state is an impermanent phenomena and Nibbana isn't. And that sense of absorbing into Nibbana as a gap between phenomena it's an interesting contemplation, but it's not really an entry point in a sense on its own. Because the tendency of, just even when we think of absorb into, we just want to, everyone's taking it as something to either to concentrate on or is a state of mind. Nibbana is an unconditioned phenomena. Of course, that's where things like, you know, paying attention to, the idiom is used, a gap between phenomena, is more of a reflective device to encourage one rather than, a surefire methodology. But it's helpful to contemplate because then one can start to distinguish between when the mind is, because there's a different way that one, because concentration takes a certain kind of effort and Nibbana is more of what it takes is relinquishment and letting go. And so those are two different modes of being.